It's time for another edition of Theft of the Dial when we invite actual famous people to come in and play DJ here on The Current. I'm Steve Seal. My guest today is a comedian who has enjoyed a tremendously successful career. We're pleased to be kicking off this season of Wits at the Fitzgerald Theater with Paula Poundstone as the very first comedy guest, and she seems to have quite the considerable public radio pedigree, more so than many comics, I suppose.
I do. I'm a staple of public radio. Well, in my mind.
I mean, it makes sense, I suppose. You can't really imagine Dane Cook doing Prairie Home Companion. That wouldn't work so well, but you seem very at home.
You know what? It is a perfect fit. I love it. And it has enhanced my audience when I do stand-up just in concert. There's people who come that are Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me fans that had no idea that I was a stand-up comic. And then there's some also that were fans of mine from stand-up comedy that never heard of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. And when the two come together, it's a thing of beauty.
How the hell are you, by the
I'm
way?
I'm really good, thank you.
Are you good?
Yeah, I am. I actually have three bulging discs in my neck, but other than that, I'm really good. Oh. And by the way, I have three children. Do you think that's a coincidence? Because I don't. On the MRI, I had them name each disc.
Uh-huh.
So this one's Thomas, this one's Tosha, and this one's Allie.
Mm. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well,
but
I'm sorry to hear
that.
I'm
good.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, good.
And
good.
It didn't happen from anything, which is kind of embarrassing. You
no?
know? Like when because I had to go to the emergency room, and the nurse said, well, do you know what happened? And the answer is nothing.
Oh.
I just woke up in tremendous pain. Like, I wish I could say, you know, there was a toddler stepping
some
out
sort of
into traffic.
Lifting
and
or
I,
reaching accident,
yeah,
yes.
And I,
but nothing.
You know, ripped
nothing
her
like
from
that.
The jaws of death. Mm-hmm. But no.
Mm.
No.
How long ago did this happen?
About 2 weeks. Yeah.
Oh.
So it was, I leaned.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what are they going to say? Well, don't do that.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, got to cut that out.
Right. So are you doing any sort of therapy?
I'm doing physical therapy,
mm-hmm.
Which then irritates the nerves, which keeps the whole cycle going. You know what's really weird is once you get to know your spine a little bit, and if you have an injury like this, because I did 4 years ago, I had a lower back injury, and so I've been to the neurologist before, and they come in, and also at the physical therapist's office, they have this too. They have a little spine puppet. You know, they have like a little model of
right.
the spine, and they
mm-hmm.
insist on bringing it out and showing you. And sometimes, like I have this, you know, one doctor that will do like a voice, you know, he'll be like, I'm your spine, and don't ever do that again.
Oh, I wouldn't want that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, as he was talking, there was a fourth bulge. Everything that goes wrong during my day, well, there's another bulge.
Oh, yeah. Well, so are you medicated as well?
I am only slightly medicated because it's a controlled substance.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And so I got a new prescription, but when I went to the pharmacy to fill the prescription, they said, well, this is too early. We can't give you these until 2 days from
date,
now.
Right, yeah.
And I said, well, 2 days from now, I will be in Minnesota, and I'll be out of medication by then. And they said, well, we can't give it to you because it's a controlled substance.
Well, what did you do? Did you just suffer then?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
God.
Yes. So, it makes no sense, of course,
mm-hmm.
except it's a handful of people ruining it for everyone.
That's right.
You controlled substance people. Yeah.
Boy. Well, we're especially grateful then that you're here.
Well, no,
thank you
I'm
for
in,
muscling
I'm
through
actually
that.
I'm in remarkably good shape.
I would take you at your word.
Yeah,
you
don't
seem
I
to
seem
be,
so?
Yes,
yeah.
actually.
It's because I'm doing the goofy, you know, I'm doing all the goofy stuff that I'm told to do so that I can play ping pong at my best.
Good for you.
Do you play ping pong?
I don't, but
no.
I just admire you for doing the stuff you're supposed to do because I'm a DJ. We're basically derelicts.
So you don't
sloths.
Do the stuff you're supposed to do.
No.
Well, the thing is, it can be costly. It can be painful. It can be costly. It sets a bad example for the children. And it really, I would play foosball at home, and I was already not the best player.
Mm.
And I really don't want anything standing in the way of my foosball game or ping pong or pinball, for that matter.
Mm. You have to have some sort of advantage over the kids.
Well, exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have to come like bandaged and, you know, ice packed and everything. Yeah.
Can you run down for me the animal companions in your life currently? You have many cats on your Facebook banner.
I do. Mm-hmm. I have, in fact, if you go to paulapoundstone.com, which is my website, cleverly named, we have the Poundstone Diner Cam, which is a webcam focused on my cat's food and water dishes. And you can also find there a film called Meet the Diner. seminars wherein I introduce you so that you've got, you know, sort of a field guide so you can identify them on your own. I have 16 cats. And I have this great little film where I'm sitting in a chair and I'm somebody off camera hands me in a cat 16 times. It's great.
Oh,
so. Yeah, and each time I say, this is my cat so-and-so, and then I put it down, and then another set of hands comes in and hands me another cat.
To have 16 cats, do you have to be licensed in some way?
Is it no, like in a Santa facility? Monica. In no? Santa Monica, you can have 16 cats. And I must say they're well cared for. Mm-hmm. There was a suspicion going around for a while that my bulging discs were caused by sifting. That is not true, because I sift with my right hand and my injury is on my left. I do, however, have a callus. I'll just have you validate.
I can see
verbally.
Paula has a callus.
I do. I have a callus in my right hand from sifting. I have 4 litter boxes and I sift 4 times a day. And, you know, we can't ever go away on vacation or anything anymore because because who are you going to get?
Well, it sounds very orderly. It sounds like you maintain a
good cat household. Really hard. It's a tremendous amount of work, but it's... As you'll see, if you go on PaulaPoundstone.com and you see my friend Gordon, who set it up for me, he lit, for a water bowl, we use a clear baking dish, glass baking dish, and he lit it with LED lights from underneath, and it makes a beautiful shot.
Huh.
And watching a cat drink water is a great thing, because they like to have motion in the water, so there's a lot of, they do a lot of sticking their paws in there ahead of time and putting food in there and pushing it around, because they have fish-shaped kibble, which they like to drop in the bowl for the realism.
How cute is that? PaulaPoundstone.com, check it out.
I just can't go without saying this. I have 2 German Shepherd mixed dogs, a bearded dragon lizard, and a lop-eared bunny and 1 ant left from my ant farm. I just couldn't leave the others out.
Thank you. I'm glad we clarified that, because I was wondering if there were any canines in this mix.
I'm just going to keep interrupting for the rest of the show, adding in another animal.
That's okay. And, that's all right.
And then a ferret. I have a ferret. I don't have a ferret. Okay.
I like your musical selections.
Thank you.
You sent along. What was music like when you were growing up?
Great.
The musical in your household?
My mother was a big Johnny Cash fan before it was hip. She was from the South, and I remember she had an album that I loved. It was called Johnny Cash Mean as Hell. And we had that kind of record player. It was a piece of furniture, and it had sort of a burlappy exterior, you know.
Like the speaker grills were these sort of burlappy things?
They were covered up.
Yep.
They were covered up in the burlappy kind of material that had then a lattice work over the front of it.
Sure.
And inside, you lifted up, I don't know what you call it, the top of it lifted up, and inside would be the record player, and there was like a hole in there where you could put albums, you know? And so it was a big piece of furniture. At the time at which I listened to that album a lot, I fit underneath it. It had legs. It was about maybe 4 inches off the ground, and I fit under there. So I would put it on, and I would leave the arm on the side so that it would play over and over again, and then I would sleep under there.
Oh.
Now, meanwhile, I didn't choose any Johnny Cash for this particular appearance, but I did grow up listening to him, and I love him, and I think June Carter was not given enough credit.
I think you're probably right, and there's at least one guy, our big Johnny Cash guy around here, I'm sure would concur with you, actually.
She's in that Jackson song? Oh, my gosh, she's great.
Hotter than a pepper sprout.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so let's play some music. We'll let you just set up your first song here. You actually get to play DJ. Did you ever want to be a DJ, or did you, like, know you were going to be a comedian pretty much from the start?
I didn't. A, I'm the luckiest person in the world because I get to be a comedian. I always wanted to be a comic performer for as long as I can remember. I didn't know what the door to that would be. And then it just sort of appeared because I lived in Boston in the late 70s. And that was when there was this resurgence in interest in stand-up comedy. And so it took nothing from me except for going to an open mic night. I didn't have to find a special way to get there. And so it worked out really good. I made a seamless transition from bussing tables to being a stand-up comic.
Because you were right there, probably. And the comedy club bussing the tables?
No, but I wasn't far away.
Okay.
I was, you know, not far away at all. I was bussing tables in a salad bar when salad bars were new and exciting. Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Those were the days.
Yeah, it was very exciting.
What do you have to start off with here?
I think the first song is, one of my all-time favorites. It's Bonnie Raitt singing Baby Mine. Now, Baby Mine is a song from Dumbo, and was it Hal Wilner, I believe?
That's
who
right.
Used to be the musical director on Saturday Night Live, I think, and he did the first. There's been now a number of this idea of pop musician or rock musician remakes of children's music. This really was the first one.
Yeah, the Stay Awake record.
The Stay Awake record.
This is like 88 or something like that.
Yeah, and it is. Uh-huh. This is the best song on the album, and all the songs were great. And Bonnie Raitt is a national treasure.
Yep.
And she does this song, and it makes me want to have more babies.
It's Bonnie Raitt doing the Baby Mine, and it's Paula Poundstone here on Theft of the Dial on 89.3 The Current.
Baby mine, don't you cry. Baby mine, dry your eyes. Rest your head close to my heart, never to part, baby of mine. Little one, when you play, don't you mind what they say? Let those eyes sparkle and shine, never a tear, baby of mine.
You're listening to Theft of the Dial on 89.3 The Current.
Well, this song tells exactly how when I was, while I was, sitting back in my deep pile, reclining chair, thinking about my life and all the good things that happened. Well, it just came to mind to me that, came to mind to me that I ain't been treating her too bad, too well, too well. No, I've been pushing around. And you know, there comes a time in every man's life when he's got to look over his misdemeanors, misgivings, misfortunes, and miss whatever her name is. Say you're sorry. That's right. That's why I said,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
'Cause
I've been turning my head, yeah, stare on your face. Woo! I've been made you guys.
right, so I'm going to say, I'm Paula Poundstone, and that was Hot House Flowers, and you're listening to Theft of the Dial on The Current. Is that what I say?
You already said it. You got
Did
it right
I say
there.
That? You oh, my gosh. Now, should it. I say why you're listening to Hot House Flowers?
Yeah.
Because I love this song.
Why do you love that song? What about that song?
Because, because I am sorry. It's just a great, it's like when you say you're sorry, this song hooks into the stronger chords of your heart for the I'm sorry, It's not a, what do you say?
Right.
It's not a, it's not on your knees. It's on your feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that.
What do you have to say to Miss Poundstone?
What do you say?
Right.
Sorry. My son likes to say, I'm sorry you feel that way. And I'm like, well, that was a slippery one. I say to him, I want to hear a Hot House Flowers, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We
don't have enough of those. This is how everybody says I'm sorry, though, today. I'm sorry if anyone was offended.
They should just print a T-shirt that says that, and then that gets you off the hook all day long.
Right.
My daughter, when she was little, one time said to me, she goes, I'm bad. Because I yelled at her about something, and I went, oh, wouldn't that be convenient? I was like... Well, that makes it easy, doesn't it, honey?
We just explain everything that way.
Yeah. Right. I go, honey, I got really bad news for you. Mm-hmm. No, you're not.
Right.
I go, no, you're a really terrific person who did something you shouldn't have done.
Yeah.
And therefore, you don't just get a hall pass all day long. You don't just get a get out of jail free card because you're a bad person. No, you have to be like I want to hear a Hot House Flowers, I'm sorry right now.
So all your kids know the Hot House Flowers, I'm sorry, then, presumably, because they know
they
the
do.
Real how what a real I'm sorry is like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I wish one of my kids had two of my kids had Miss Talbot in the fifth grade, and she used to do this thing where if a kid was talking while she was talking, especially if the kid was still talking and didn't realize that she was talking because they were so engaged, she would go over and push a button on like a little tape player and play... respect. And then slowly the kid would realize that, the song was playing.
Uh-huh.
And like, oh, who could it be? And then realize it was them.
It was them.
Oh, my God, I loved that.
That's clever.
Yeah.
Paula Poundstone with us on 89.3 The Current. It's another edition of Theft of the Dial. Here's one that our listeners will have heard quite often, actually. And I'm glad that you picked this one because, this has been one of our favorite bands of the past probably 18 months around these parts.
Are we talking about Alabama Shakes?
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching a PBS in a hotel room somewhere, and they had on a show. It was a special called, I think it was Americana Music Incorporated, concert special. In fact, Bonnie Raitt was on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then across the stage comes this woman that was so... interesting. And Bonnie Raitt, by the way, was on fire that night and great.
Mm-hmm.
But this woman was so grand. Never seen her before. I didn't know her name. It turns out her name is Brittany Howard. But I didn't know her name. And I finally found out the band's name was Alabama Shakes. I quickly tweeted, Alabama Shakes sings the way I mean to. It was so raw and so... unselfconscious and so like even imagine being I think she's 22 or,
yeah I was gonna say early 20s
and being on stage with it was Bonnie Raitt and John Hyatt and I can't remember who all else, but she was way dwarfed by experience on
mm-hmm.
that stage and didn't seem to be rocked by it at all. So I got the album, and this is the first song on the album, the Hold On song, and I sing it in my kitchen really loud.
I love that image.
Yeah, yeah, and I dance to it and everything, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's great.
It's, and then, the kids will complain, and then I say, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Is it a Hot House Flowers sorry, though?
It's actually not a Hot House Flowers. The way I say I'm sorry for that one is much more of just a regular I'm sorry.
A regular what do you say?
Yeah, because really, I'm not sorry at all.
Not for Alabama Shakes.
No, and so here it is, and you're going to want to thank me. Alabama Shakes singing Hold On.
Bless my heart,
hold on. You gotta hold on. You gotta hold on.
Your radio has just been taken over. It's Theft of the Dial on 89.3 The Current.
Listening to Theft of the Dial on The Current. I'm Paula Poundstone, and that, of course, was Percy Sledge, When a Man Loves a Woman. Before that was Alabama Shakes with Hold On.
Paula, it has been so nice to have you in here today. We really appreciate it. I've had a great time, and I hope your discs get better.
My discs are healing just from this experience.
I'm so glad.
You know what? 89.3 The Current heals discs.
Do you have a new CD coming out?
I do have a new CD. It's I Heart Jokes, Paula Tells Them in Boston.
Okay, I was wondering because I was, you know, looking at the Kitty Food Cam there.
Yeah.
And there's a little sign there, and it says Paula has a new CD coming out April 1st.
It's coming out April 1st, and of course that is April Fool's Day. Do you think that's a coincidence?
Yeah.
It is not.
Nicely timed.
It is careful marketing planning.
We have all enjoyed having you here, so hope to see you again sometime.
Well, thanks very much. I had a great time. I'm going to leave you with one of the greatest songs to play ping pong to of all times.
Is it really?
Oh, it is.
I trust you know
it
from
is.
Experience.
I hear this song. I play ping pong. I dance. It improves my foosball. Louis Prima, Just a Gigolo.
On 89.3 The Current.
Just a gigolo everywhere I go. People know the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance, selling each romance. Oh, what to say? There will come a day, youth will pass away, and what will they say about me? When the end comes, I know this is just a gigolo. Life goes on without me because I ain't got nobody. Oh, and there's nobody that would care for me. There is nobody, there is nobody. I'm so sad and lonely, lonely, lonely. Want some sweet mama, come and take a chance with me, 'cause I'm overdue. And I will sing a sweet love song all of the time. She will only be baby, baby, darling, angel, baby, sugar, sweetheart, baby. I ain't got nobody, nobody. Nobody cares for me, shooby-dee-ba-doo-ba-zee-ba-doo. Rescue me, honey. And I will sing that.